Welcome back to the Private Podcast, Episode 2. Before we go deeper into your identity and how authority is actually formed, defined, and then translated, I want to take you all into a moment that I've never really told publicly, not in this way, because it holds the entire blueprint of the 5 P's of authority that I teach today. And it starts in 2020 when I myself had stepped into the online space. At that point, I'd been coaching for about 10 years in person, brick and mortar space, owning gyms. And I did not have a large following, even as a pro bodybuilder with tons of brand deals, collaborations, sponsorships with vitamin and supplement companies. But social media was not something that I had devoted a lot of time to. I was never that woman who was doing booty poses, trying to sell $19 booty programs. Depth has always been it for me. So without this large following, without this ultimate knowing that all these people are watching me like, oh, there's Lauren Balterman, I remember buying into my own quote unquote high ticket program to really understand how to move from doing something for so long in person into the online world. And I remember when they started talking about social media and different strategies and different things, even though I didn't have that large following. And again, I was like, I don't really know who's watching me. Even knowing that, I was already moving and I was already leading like someone that people needed to pay attention to. And it wasn't from a place of ego. It was truly from a place of clarity, knowing who I am, what I do, the results that I get people, knowing a deep, deep inner knowing, that fire in my belly, in my gut, that I had to get it out to more people. So this episode is the story of how authority gets built in real time, in real life, before it makes sense, before you have the language for it. Because here is what I know about every single one of you. The women entrepreneurs in my world, you are incredible at what you do. Your people get incredible results. You have that inner knowing. People come into your world and they stay there. They resign, they refer, they're with you. They rave about you. You all have a similar story to the one that I'm sharing today. I promise you, your internal authority is already there. We need to pull it out. We need to define it. We need the external expression of it all. So many people come in and say, I know I'm great. I know that. I have proof to really put that forward. I just need to get the dots that connected so people actually see that. So you can speed up sales. You can speed up conversions. You can decrease buyer's cycle. You're genuinely and sincerely going to speed up the growth of your business through this work. So we are going to go back in time when I, again, first started my online practice and business. I personally was not that person who was posting all the time. Again, I was in a program. I knew how important it was. I was learning content. I was learning all these different things, but I was posting a couple times a week, doing all of the strategies. But I was not looking for external validation through social media, you know, refreshing my views all the time. It was way before I knew the strategy of going to your stories and determining your warmest leads by who is watching your stories. So as important as I knew the online world was, I also knew that I was walking into the door of the online space with a very steady, quiet, but strong sense of, I know exactly who I am and I know exactly what I bring to this table. So it doesn't matter how long this takes. I know that I am going to get there. Again, not having this beautifully aesthetic brand in the beginning, not yet, not having the biggest following. I didn't have these things that even people that I was surrounding myself, you know, their following was bigger. And in that moment, I realized that I had something that most people never lead with. And that's insane certainty. The kind that you feel in your chest, the kind that clients pick up on instinctively, immediately, the kind that communicates without words, you are safe with me, I know what I'm doing, that inner certainty, and then, only then, knowing how to translate it into my content and marketing is exactly why I hit 100K, over 100K, in less than 8 months. So I really want you to hear that this was not just because of strategy. This is so much because of human psychology, then weaving that into strategy. But it was also so much because my presence communicated authority long before my content ever did. Before I had the validation, it was there. It was that knowing. There was a moment, and I remember it so clearly, when I realized that being good at what you do does not make people buy. And man, was that a hard pill to swallow. And I'm sure if you are listening to this podcast, you know that right now. Being good at what you do does not make people buy. It doesn't matter how much experience you have, the degrees that you have, the certifications that you have. Being perceived as an authority does. Authority is never shown by accident. It is communicated. And again, you have that internal authority. I know that about you. If it is not being communicated, people can only buy what they see, what they hear, what they feel. Authority is communicated. It is shown. It is felt. Non-verbally and verbally, we're going to get so much into that. But every single time someone landed on my page, I knew that my energy says, I've done this before. I can take you where you want to go. You can trust me. With that knowing, I was able to look at content very, very differently. I was able to look at overall marketing very, very differently. Once I knew that, I knew very quickly that the online world, there is so much magic to happen. I was also determined to leave my over 100K corporate job. And I wanted to do that. I really had set that goal for me. So not just depending in the online world, I went into the real world in person. I went to boutique gyms. I went to hotels. No one is going to say yes. No one would have had said yes to me to doing workshops and seminars and trainings if I didn't know who I was, the problems that I solved, for who and how, and had that conviction and that authority as soon as I walked in the door. But it also has to be defined. It is that aura when you walk in, and I promise you that aura, that magnetism, is going to expand, amplify, explode when we define it. Because it clicks. It is a light switch that I see for every single person because you know you're incredible. But once we define it, it is like, oh my God, that is it. Lauren, you have put into words what I do and how I do it, and it's clear. Okay. So once that was being done, I was also pitching myself to be on podcasts. I was going on like 2 to 3 podcasts a week. No one would have said yes for me to be on a podcast if I wasn't able to define and translate my authority. So what happened at that point? I was doing this. I was moving forward. I was learning content. I was putting myself into the online space, on social media, in person, on podcasts, utilizing other people's audiences to grow and to grow quickly. So what happened? Sales increased. People were inquiring. People were referring me even more. People spoke about me like I had been doing this forever. Even though no one had even known my name in the online world a few months earlier. And this is the part that I really, really want you to hear. Success, specifically online, your marketing online, has so much less to do with talent, as I mentioned before, and everything to do with perception, safety, and authority, which is what leads to demand. And this is exactly where the five P's were born. As I had mentioned, inquiries and sales and referrals had increased. By 2021, 8 months into doing this work, my coaching was fully booked. I had a wait list for my one-on-one. DMs were coming in. I quickly realized that I needed to start my group signature group hybrid program because that demand was there. And even though I was thinking about all these things, even though I was doing all this work, working my ass off with a newborn, I really thought about it. I said, wait a minute, is this just like luck of the draw? Like, what is going on right now? How is this happening? And even while I was thinking about this, I moved to Florida, and I had people back home where I grew up, where I was born, in New York. And I had many business owners, specifically in health and fitness, a lot of gyms, a lot of coaches. I had people coming to me and say, Lauren, I mean, I've seen your social media. I see what's going on. I see how you're in your stories and you post, and you posted that you were on this podcast. You know, how are you doing this? How are you doing it, period? And how are you doing it so quickly? So I started coaching, business coaching, very much behind the scenes. And I realized that this wasn't luck. This wasn't a fluke. I had been building a very real, very structured ecosystem without even fully knowing it. It later became my five P's of authority. Back then, it was just me being me. The five P's of authority are the exact places that I want you to see and know where is my authority being diluted. Because again, you have the internal conviction and authority. You already are the authority. These five P's are how we translate that, how your internal authority is then communicated into your content, your marketing, your brand. If you are missing one or many, this is exactly what we can fix. So number one is your proof. So for me, I was in the health and wellness niche, and I very quickly realized that proof was not just physical transformations. For me, it was very much the identity behind that. That was how my work was different. I branded Master Your Mind to Master Your Body. My domino belief, the belief that people needed to really buy into, was you can have all the strategies in the world. You can have meal plans. You can go to 5,000 gyms and have personal trainers. But if you really don't understand your thoughts and why you are self-sabotaging and correct it, you will never achieve the body that you desire. So if you remember back in 2020, 2021, there were many, many photos, the transformation before and after photos, right? A woman in a bathing suit, a bikini. She was X amount when she started, and then she was working with you, and she lost this. And as soon as I saw this, it was a really great example. This is the example that I speak into today. I saw those before and afters. I had my own, tons and tons of them. But I realized from a psychological perspective, hey, if I just keep doing these before and afters, I am literally going to be categorized as just another health coach, just like these other 500,000 people who are doing the same thing. And that is not me, so why would I showcase that? And I remember truly thinking to myself back at that time, whoa, like that is how everyone is doing it. And when I thought of that, I was like, whoa, am I going to like disrupt this whole thing? Am I going to be different? Am I going to stand out? But I've done the, you know, the boring before and after. I did it and it's fine and people wanted to see it. But I said, number one, it's not even the truth. I remember within 1 month of doing that, I was like, one, it's not why my people are getting it. Number two, people need to see why. Women in my world were breaking all or nothing patterns. They were healing relationship with their food. They were rebuilding self-trust within themselves. And that was what I always spoke to when I did my before and afters, because that was my brain, my thinking, connecting it to my through line of what I truly do. Since I connected my perspective, my framework, my method to this proof, it landed so much harder. I instantly stood out. Here is the question for you right now. When people see your results, if you are putting proof out there, when people see that, do they feel confident? Do they feel clear what is happening behind them, or are you blending in? Do they just see outcomes without this context? If someone cannot explain why that result happened, why your work works, it gets them there, your authority is not showcased. And furthermore, that's exactly why the second P exists. So two is your process, your framework. Even before frameworks were trendy, I had one. I could walk you through my process in my sleep, where we start, what we shift first, how I help you break those patterns, how I create the transformational. Clients would say the same thing to me every single time on sales calls, on consultations. You are so thorough. It all makes sense. One thing after the next, I would speak to my process, and through every single phase, there was a micro transformation. They knew that they were getting a transformation. Week one, week two, the first 4 weeks in, every single one got them more excited. And it was the full picture in their language. This is exactly how you take proof, that first P. This is how you take the proof in your content and show and express the work that you do, the authority that you are. The third P is your perspective, which is your positioning. Again, I had saw the industry very differently. I was not just another health coach. I was the therapist meets bodybuilder meets mindset strategist in the online world who saw mental, emotional, behavioral patterns all at the same time, while also giving you meal plans and workouts. But my perspective, the way that I interpreted problems, the way that I then branded that, made me be in a league of my own. That is positioning. That is category ownership. Do people know what makes the way that you see someone's problem different? Or do they just know that you are good at what you do? That is the golden question, because we need to understand how you are different. And that is done through your market positioning, very much done through your perspective. Okay, the fourth P is persona. People were feeling me before they even understood me. Right now, in the marketing world, there is what's called pull and push marketing. Pull is drawing people in, based in safety, emotional connection, desire. Pull marketing is trust. Persona hits both, pull and push. You need both for marketing to be effective to then drive sales. So persona is the energy of your brand. It's the parts of your brand and your marketing that you lead with. Examples. It's who you are in real life, what people always say about you, and taking those parts of your personality and infusing them into your content and your brand. So for example, you might be a person who is like, people always feel safe with you, or you're the life of a party, right? You walk into a room and people are magnetized by you or to you. Maybe you're just like a no bullshit person, okay? So much of this, if someone teaches brand identity and brand expression, which is why I love to teach these things, they are tied to someone's persona. We're going to get deep into persona in episode 4, I believe. People understood my frameworks. They understood me. They understood my brand because they felt this energy of my persona. Okay. How did I show my persona? I'm a therapist through and through. I've studied human psychology and human behavior. You bet your ass. I think we're going to go deep. Okay. But I showed that through so much story. I showed that through my personality, how I showed up online, when I showed up online. I showed it through being grounded, strong leadership, the passion. I remember every single Friday, I would come on and talk about the wins in my world, showing how obsessed I was with clients. But again, not just the win, the proof, the transformation, how, why. Persona are the parts of you that consistently lead your content. Again, you are showing your tone, what you tolerate, what you don't, your standards. All of this goes into your content. All of this creates instant emotional connection where people are pulled in. I want you to ask yourself, if someone read your content with the name removed, would they still know that it was you? If not, you most likely got the persona blur, or it's there and it's something that we would be working on. Your presence is very much, again, how your persona really shows up, but it identifies even further that person who you are in real life is congruent, is the same, there is a match to how you are showing up online and in your marketing. So again, I didn't change my tone. I didn't change what I was selling. I didn't come on as like energetic and upbeat, right? And then the next week was showing up differently. I showed exactly who I was. I have two personas that I lead with, right? I'm depth-filled, I'm emotion-filled. I'm gonna, again, go deep with you. But there's also that part of me that I can be silly and I can be funny. But I also didn't do anything different for attention because my persona and my presence stayed. This is why self-mastery, deep knowing in yourself, only when that happens can it be expressed. Your nervous system loves predictability. Someone is going to feel safe. Safety and trust is why someone buys when they know how you are going to show up. So I really want you to reflect into, does your audience know what it feels like to be in your world? Does your audience know what it feels like to be in your world, or are they guessing? Consistency is going to create the safety and the recognition that you are desiring. So again, in 8 months, I was able to surpass my corporate salary, leave, be fully online, replace my entire income, built a brand that people trusted instantly. I created demand that I didn't have to chase. And I stepped into a leader, a level of leadership that I had been building for years, long before I ever sold anything online. It wasn't just the strategy, it was the authority behind that. Authority is the key to perception. Authority is the key that makes someone think and know she is the one. It is truly what changed my life, and that is what we are building for you in this series. Before we move into episode 3, I want you to reflect on this. You have every single one of the things that I mentioned in this episode. Your 5 P's are sitting inside of your stories, just like mine. And this series, we are going to pull them out, name it, shape them into the authority-led brand that everything is going to move from. Because when your perception finally catches up to the woman that you are, catches up to your reality, that is when everything changes. I cannot wait to see you in the next episode.